the 9 in a row rock station here, 95.9 The Red. Blink 182 is playing the adjacent festival. And so here's what we're going to do. We're going to do a full weekend adjacent festival pass on the No Sweat News quiz on Friday morning. Everybody else on the radio station is giving away just the Blink 182 tickets. The rat race on Friday morning, the whole damn thing.
Let's go, baby. I love that.
So here you go. You're a degenerate gambler.
I love it. I love to gamble.
What do you think of this? The jockey got bucked from the horse right out of the gate. The horse continued the race.
Atta boy, let's go.
And won the damn thing.
Hell yeah. Horse has got heart.
The horse got disqualified because of the bucking. Yes. So nobody's getting paid.
That's it, baby. What?
Nobody's getting paid.
Oh, come on.
Because the rules of engagement state that the jockey has to stay on the horse.
I don't know. I know that's the rules. But if that horse finishes, give the people their money.
A horse comes out of the gate. Now, this is this happened in Japan, so I can't really play the whole thing. But you'll see. He's coming out. And then the horse goes down, or the jockey goes down.
Yeah.
And the horse begins the race, like, way at the tail end. Like, he's, like, two horses from the back.
Wow.
Like, he's like, oh, this thing is just going to, you know, gallop along at any kind of speed. But then the horse gets into it and starts kicking ass. And he comes around the final turn. Here, watch this. He's coming around the final turn on the outside, and he still powers past everyone. Here he is.
Man.
There he goes. Here's the owner. Everybody's kind of going nuts because the horse now.
We're coming down the stretch. Number 5 has no jockey on him, but he has got the number 3 horse by a nose.
By at least by probably a half.
By a head.
But nobody's winning because he was jockeyless.
Oh, come on.
I say shoot the jockey. Let the horse go back to the stable.
I mean,
put the jockey out of his misery.
Jockey's really, it's not like the horse had some sort of advantage because he was lighter. They say that the jockey on a horse feels like nothing to the horse.
And that's
like
what they say.
In the first place. So I say at least if you made a bet on that horse, you should get a push. At the very least.
Maybe get your money back.
You should at least get your money back. If they're not giving you the win, all right, but don't take people's money. That horse won.
If you would like to watch the horseless or jockeyless a horseless jockey winning a race would be a lot more impressive. That's up tomorrow on the Nose Winners.
Guys running around.
I misspoke that. If you want to see the jockeyless horse win the race, it's in the pit at WRAT.com. Guys, time for a fellas meeting. Women, you're not allowed to listen to this No Sweat News story.
Okay.
All right.
Are you sure you want to say that? 50% of the audience just turned their channels.
The lesson here, fellas.
Yes.
And I'm going to just talk to the boys right now because it's a boys meeting.
Okay.
Women, you're gone. That's it. If you see an advertisement on the internet and it says, you know, here for some illicit purposes, if you Venmo me money.
Yes.
It's a scam.
Yeah.
Dateline Texas, story number 2. Some nefarious website, Craigslist or something, was entrapping men to send them money through Venmo and then sending them an address where they could show up and get sexual relations.
Okay.
The woman at the door of the random address that the website chose.
Yeah.
Ain't having it anymore.
Oh, my God. So they used a real address.
A real address that had nothing to do with the advertisement for sexual relations if you Venmo me money.
As many hookers and prostitutes are out there, go get one. Leave me alone.
That is her. She says she's sick of us, sick of you showing up to her door because you got her address off of wikiwiki.com.
Some website that nasty old men go and look for sex.
Uh-huh.
They pay Venmo for the services, and then they get my address and they come here.
So just stop it.
Oh, my God.
All right. Ladies, you
That's
can come back.
Funny.
Don't do it. Don't do it. It's a scam.
Lady.
Yeah, I know. Knock, knock.
She's got to be answering the door every 5 minutes.
Knock, knock.
Guy in a trench coat.
Knock, knock.
I'm here for because of the ad.
Yeah.
No.
But I
no, sir.
I Venmo'd you $14.95. Get off my porch.
I mean, seriously. That's horrible. She's going to have to move.
You're looking for a side hustle? I got a side hustle for you for story number three for the No Sweat News. For the No Sweat News, Finance Buzz wants to find a couple by Valentine's Day. They're going to pay you $1,000 to put together IKEA bedroom sets. And
I hate that.
Take pictures and videos so that they can post your frustration online.
I despise building stuff from IKEA. I don't go there anymore.
If you got,
it's hard to.
If you've got some time in your life and some slack in your relationship, you haven't had an argument in the last 10 days, well, go ahead and hit up financebuzz.com. They'll pay you $1,000 and give you a $1,000 IKEA gift card if you can capture your frustration of the process.
I mean, I'm not even sure if it's worth it.
I literally
lose my mind. In fact, I just had a thing with a dresser drawer that I built. And the bottom two drawers, the floor of the drawer just totally fell out.
That's your fault, not IKEA's.
So now I got only two good working drawers of a four-drawer dresser.
Yeah.
And it's like, in the bottom two, it's
operator
just
error right there. You didn't follow the instructions
that's
right.
That's what they say.
Well, wait, not like instructions. You didn't follow the hieroglyphics enough.
Right.
Dude.
It's a picture, for crying out loud.
Right.
I feel like I got the job done. It worked for 2 years, and now there's those 50% of the drawers are gone.
Exactly. Financebuzz.com. Friday, we do a full weekend pass for the Adjacent Festival on our No Sweat News Quiz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.